This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Big data and precision ag are terms that have been in the spotlight for the ag industry throughout the past year, and they aren't going away anytime soon. I had a chance to talk with Joe Huebner, and Joe serves as a yield point specialist for CHS Shipman. Joe and I discussed the so-called big data that farmers are collecting and how it can benefit their bottom line. Farmers are collecting more and more data every time they're using their equipment and going out in their fields. But I think a common thought or a common theme is that we're probably not really sure what to do with that data. But I think that you might be able to help with that question or that topic.
Definitely. Big data, or just data in general, is a very big topic that you see a lot in any kind of magazines or hear at any kind of conferences. And what to really do with that data. CHS has its own data management service. We're able to utilize the data that you collect on your farm through your tractors or your combine and really put value to that and use it to help make other management decisions.
And with this data that farmers have, is this something for you guys to take a look at it? Do they need to be bringing this to you, or would you be able to actually come to their farm to get the data?
We're able to come to their farm if they need us to. They're more than willing to bring in the data if they already have it, but if they tell us where the monitor is, we're more than willing to come out there and extract the data and load it up into our software to really show them everything.
What sort of benefits are farmers going to see from what you guys can do helping them to look at the data?
So there's a couple different benefits. We're able to use yield data for a lot of different things, whether it's creating management zones, to be able to make seeding recs, to be able to evaluate seed when we're planting, or making fertilizer recs, to be able to, put on the crop removal based off how the crop actually took it off while addressing the soil health based off the soil test that we have. Or, there's always the main thing is to lower the cost of production for each field. By utilizing this data and looking at the four R's, which is the right product in the right place at the right rate and at the right time, we're able to get better efficiency out of our products while maintaining that same cost of input. And so by having that same input cost, but being able to raise our yields by utilizing our products more efficiently, and maximizing the efficiency, we're able to lower our cost of production, which is really what gains you profit.
Well, gaining profit is something that's on the minds of everyone in the ag industry. Lately, we've seen lower commodity prices, so it sounds like this is something that is going to be helping farmers with that bottom line.
It definitely is, and that, they kind of go together with the lower input or with the lower cost of grain now on the markets. You have to be really careful not to just overuse any kind of product. By utilizing your data, we're able to get more ground truth accuracy when we go out to the field and whenever we decide to replace the fertilizer or, whenever you decide to make a seeding rec. We're just able to use more precision agriculture to be able to maximize the efficiency. And that's the name of the game.
Something else we kind of mentioned before we started talking was that you have a new product called Ag Studio Select, and this actually allows farmers to access even more of their data or to see different things online.
Yes, and so at CHS, your data is always your data, and we believe that there should be a transparency between the company and the grower. And so what Ag Studio Select really allows us to do is allows the grower to see all of his data that he trusts to share with CHS. With Ag Studio Select, it's a web-based browser that allows the grower to access any kind of data that he has stored with us from anywhere that he has internet connection, whether it's on a phone, a laptop, or an iPad, you name it. So the real nice thing about that is he can see anything from soil tests to the planting prescriptions or fertilizer prescriptions or even his yield maps throughout the years. And it's not just sitting there in a binder collecting dust.
As far as using the Ag Studio Select, is it as simple as creating a username and having access to it?
You got it. It's a username and a password that the customer can decide. And from then on, it's really simple. There's some YouTube videos online. that help explain to go into further details, like how to print out a report or something like that. But we're more than willing to take the time to sit down and make sure that, you know, the customer feels comfortable utilizing all of this.
If listeners or farmers would like more information about any of the things that we've mentioned so far, who should they contact, or what's the best way to contact you?
They can either contact their local sales rep with CHS, or they can contact me directly at the CHS shipment office, 618-729-9009.
Joe Huebner, Yield Point Specialist for CHS Shipman. We'll be back with more after these messages. A state-sponsored low-interest loan program for farmers has been updated for agriculture's growing needs. Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frerich said Tuesday the Ag Invest program will increase its loan amounts to $400,000 per farmer and $800,000 per farm operation at interest rates that are below the market rate. The changes took effect on January 1st. The allowable interest rate will increase from 3.5% to 3.75%, and the line of credit will be on calendar year instead of fiscal year. Frerich says the program is essential to help farmers with operating expenses and capital improvements. The Ag Invest program has loaned more than $1 billion in annual and long-term loans since 2008. As the El Niño weather event has peaked, forecasters are predicting what may be next for the world's climate. Bloomberg reports weather models predict El Niño will decline in coming months, and conditions will return to neutral during the second quarter, with a chance of La Niña in the second half of 2016, according to Australia's Bureau of Meteorology. La Niña is a cooling in the Pacific Ocean, sometimes thought of as El Niño's opposite. The two are extreme phases of a naturally occurring cycle, as La Niña follows about 50% of El Niño weather events. La Niña can also agitate agricultural markets as it changes weather. A large part of the agricultural U.S. tends to dry out during La Niña, while parts of Australia and Indonesia can be wetter than normal. Citigroup Incorporated has said that a transition to a strong La Niña may present significant upside potential for grains price volatility. The previous La Niña began in 2010 and endured until 2012. Conditions typically last between 9 and 12 months. Through its Thank You Farmers initiative, Culver's announced this week the restaurant chain has donated more than $1 million to support the national FFA, local FFA chapters, and a variety of local ag organizations. In 2015 alone, $360,000 was raised for local FFA chapters, the National FFA Foundation, and the other ag organizations across the country. The company says Culver's has depended on family farms since opening its first restaurant in 1984, and that it has turned its gratitude into full-fledged support of today's farm families while helping ensure the future of the next generation of farmers, biologists, chemists, veterinarians, engineers, and entrepreneurs. The money raised included funds from donation canisters, percentage of sales donations, sponsorships, as well as the Scoops of Thanks Day, where $1 scoops of custard were sold on August 8th. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.